Steven Zimmerman, can I help you?
Oh, hi, Steven. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, good.
Yeah, I
called. I don't know if you got my message. Carly's not in today.
Oh, I didn't get the message. How funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I saw that you called, so I just thought I would call you right back, but I didn't listen to
you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, since you're at the office, do you think you have the card number there, or?
Yeah, we actually were talking about it, and I think we're going to cancel that service. I don't know if it's what really we need right now. I don't know if there's an outstanding bill you want to send us, and we'll get it taken care of, but, yeah, I think we're going to move on without that for now.
So, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 3rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is a $129 past due balance, and we can't cancel an account with a past due balance.
Okay.
I hesitate to send you a bill for that in the mail because come March 3rd, that's going to reoccur to $258. And that's going to continue to do so until this settles. So if you're
you want to just send an email bill, can you do that?
I can send you an email where you can go on the site and take care of this, and then once you do that,
yeah,
we can cancel right after. But I want to tell you one thing, Stephen, only because I'm on your dashboard, that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 18,095 times. And you've had 8,169 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So naturally, canceling this would dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would unravel, you know, and I'd hate to see that happen to you also. So let me just see here. I don't know if there's an option. I can see. Yeah, there isn't really another option. I was looking because your site is the one that we're promoting for you, StevensExterminatingLLC.com. So that's attached to everything, to Google, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo. There's 48 different directories that it's on. And once this cancels, all of that unravels. And, you know, a website in and of itself typically won't ever bring anyone a new client. You know, the value to what we do is in the exposure and making sure that the site's being found.
Right.
When you say it's not what you need right now, what is it that you're thinking is lacking? In or have you
I just, honestly, we didn't really know even what it was.
Oh.
That it is. So.
I see. No wonder. So it sounds like you haven't been on your dashboard or anything like that, huh?
No, we don't have dashboard time.
Okay. So, you know, that's the nice thing about the dashboard, though, Stephen, is it's as easy as checking an email. And as a business owner, if the only time you have a free minute is 2 a.m., then so be it. You can access it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But it's showing me that, you know, for instance, 25 clicks to your website from the first page of Google in January and 22 clicks to call you. December, 36 clicks to the website, 26 clicks to call you. November, 34 clicks to the website, 30 clicks to call you. So each month it looks like you're getting a solid book of business coming in from this. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
It's usually a referral, to be honest.
Well, they're not all referrals, and here's why, is that on your dashboard, Google is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, of the 8,169 times you were found, 357 times it was for exterminator near me, 87 times it was for pest control near me, 35 times exterminator, 35 times pest control, termite. There's 82 different keywords that you're coming up for. So if they were referrals, chances are they're going to just type in your business name exactly, and they're going to find you that way, right? And that did happen 741 times where someone actually looked you up by name. But out of the all other 7,000-plus impressions, it was by keywords that were being searched for. So, you know, like I said, this is bringing you a lot of solid work. And if you, you know, don't believe me and you do decide to continue, have Carly start asking people when they call, you know, hey, how'd you find us? You're going to hear all day long, I looked you up online, I saw you on the internet, I found you on Google. All of that is as a result of this program.
Okay, yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm not sure. I know, like I said, the referrals I know we get are, hey, so-and-so gave me your number or told me to call you, whatever. But, yeah,
right.
I mean, I don't
case,
know.
They wouldn't be looking you up by exterminator near me. You know what I mean? They would just be calling you because they were referred. So that's why
right. Just say, hey,
on the dashboard.
They just look up the number.
Exactly. They look up the number, or they would just call you directly without even looking you up, you know? And that's what
right.
this does virtually, because let's say I'm new to your area and I need your service and I happen to come across a friend or a relative or a colleague that recommends you, of course I'm going to hire you because that's word of mouth and that's the strongest recommendation you can get, right? But if I
right.
don't have that type of a personal connection, I'm going to just type into the computer what it is that I need, and this way your company's still going to come up on top. You know, Google is the number one word-of-mouth provider worldwide virtually, and that's why you're getting, you know, actions and impressions from Google, you know, as a result of this program.
Right. I'm just messing with it now. That's right.
That, I'm sorry. One thing that we could do to help you out, this normally is a little upsell for our existing clients, but I, you know, you're loyal, so I could put it on there and not charge you for it. But there is something that's called a tracking number. So what we would do.
Oh, that's the one we do not want.
Oh, you don't. Okay. But, yeah, because sometimes people like the tracking numbers because even if they think, oh, I'm not getting any calls, I'm just getting, you know, referrals, then when they go on the dashboard, they can go and see how many calls they got. But, yeah, you don't have to you do it. It was just a suggestion. But also
yeah.
remember this, Stephen. Is that your program, what you're paying for it because your loyalty, $129 every other month, which means it boils down to $2.15 a day, right? So
right.
the value that you're getting out of this, you know, based on what I can see on the dashboard, is bringing you a whole lot more than $2.15 a day. And once you fall off the first page, and let's say this account were to cancel, even for you and Carly to try to go in there and figure it out and do the programming, the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, indexing, trusted citations, all of that work in and of itself is going to cost you a whole lot more money in your time spent than $2.15 a day, you know, because it does
right.
take hundreds of hours on a monthly basis to keep a business on the first page because Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you have our services, you have a team of technicians where every time a new revision comes through, they go in and they update your data and they refresh your information, and that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page, right?
Right.
But like I said, if this were to unravel and then you fall off onto the back pages, let me just for example, type in exterminator in your area and just see what comes up. So exterminator, just for West Berlin, this isn't even talking about the surrounding areas where you're being found, but just in West Berlin, Google shows me right under the search bar the amount of results, and there's 550 56,000 results under that one keyword. So you and I both know that once you fall off the first page, no one's going to search through 556,000 links to find you. You know, typically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off of page one. Do you know how many will click to page two?
Not many.
Percentage-wise, you're right. It's less than 1% will click to page two. And I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search. They see the companies coming up are local and credible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, so, I mean, since the 129 is outstanding anyway, if you want to pay that and cancel, I'll respect your wishes and I'll do it. But keep in mind, the March payment is a service credit, so you would be paid in full all the way till April 3rd. So if it were me, I would probably just take advantage of the rest of the time that you paid for once that's settled, and then you and Carly could get onto the dashboard, look at the results, and base your decision on that. And then, you know, between now and April 3rd, just do me that favor as to have her start asking if she answers the client calls, or if you answer them, you start asking, hey, how'd you hear about us? And you're going to start hearing that all day long because that's where you're
going. Right.
Down.
Can you hang on 1 second?
Yes, I'll wait for you. No problem.
Thanks. Hang on. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
No problem. Anyway, yeah, I get what you're saying. My, oh, there we are. Not first, but we are fourth. That's not bad. Funny, the fifth one is the guy that wants me to buy him.
Oh, he wants you to buy his company?
Yeah, it's tiny.
Like, oh, wow.
I'm not sure how people are surviving off of it.
Yeah, but look at the top right when you type that in, right under the search bar, you'll see the results. On my end, it says 556,000. On your end, it might show a different number. But
where is this?
Are you doing it from your phone or from a computer?
From a computer. I just did Pest Control Marlton.
Okay, so if you look right under the search bar, you see where it says all maps, images, and right below that, there's a little, like, gray where it says about and then the number results. You see the number?
I only see the map. I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't show the results on your end. That's interesting.
It shows the results on the left side.
Oh, I see. What number does it show?
It doesn't show a number.
Oh, it doesn't.
Let me see.
I wonder if you're
on... It says rating and hours.
No, I'm just talking about the results in it of itself because you said that you found yourself in the fourth spot. So fourth out of 556,000 is, you know, pretty remarkable.
This just shows me the map of where others are.
I see. What internet browser are you using?
Google.
Yeah, because I'm on Chrome too. So that's interesting that it's showing it on your end. I can screenshot this and send it to you if you want, but the main thing is you and I both know that there's probably not 556,000, you know, pest control companies in that area, but what Google is pulling is data from 19 years, you know, that's how long Google has been optimizing businesses. In your area and all the surrounding areas, every company that at one point went on and created a Google business profile. So there's all those pages and pages and pages of Google business pages that probably will never get anything out of it because, you know, they're not being found on the first page. So that's the value to what we do is, statistically speaking, when a consumer does a search, 87% will hire off the first page, and yet less than 1% will click to page two.
Right. All right, well, let's get this caught up, and we'll figure it out from there down the road.
Okay, and I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard, too, just so that you and Carly can go on there and look at these results. So So
yeah.
Let me just go back.
Yeah, I'm not on the dashboard. I've just pulled up pest control and.
Yeah, no, it'll be helpful for you to go on the dashboard because then you can see the, all these results in real time and click on the different areas and see the keywords you're coming up for. It's
right.
Very, very insightful. So, but
okay.
Since I'm on the billing page, is it still the Commerce Lane address for the billing?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4246.
Okay.
3153. 7437.
Okay.
1159.
Okay, expiration.
0428.
Code?
I'm sorry, 26.
0426. Okay, got it. And then the code?
Did you ask for the number on the back?
Yes, please.
199.
Okay. So I will get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then if you have a second, I can show you how to log on the dashboard right now. If not, it would just refer to the email. But actually, give me the expiration month, year, and code again. It says that I have an error there.
I'm sorry, say that again?
On the card, I need the expiration month, the expiration year, and the code on the back one more time because I got an error that something's wrong there.
0428. It is 28. It wasn't 26.
Oh, it is. That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's 199?
199, yeah.
I hate the way they make them shiny and they rub off. They're impossible to read.
You know what? Some of the new ones, they put it on the back, and it's not raised. It's black letters on the white background.
Oh, that's perfect. A lot better. Yeah.
Yeah, not this one, but others.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that too. The ones that have like the chip in them so you can just scan them, right?
Yeah, well, this is a chip one too, but it's all still raised. I don't know why.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So I'm sending you the email to the login, and do you want me to show you right now or do you want to just refer to the email and go in later?
I can just refer to it. It's fine.
Okay, you got it. So I did get the green light for you. So remember, Stephen, you're all paid in full until April 3rd. So if anything changes, just feel free to call me, okay?
Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day. Okay.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.